Hello again. It is day six of Podmas. I'm really enjoying it so far. I really, really am enjoying it. It's a bit of a challenge, but it's a good challenge. And the thing that's making it awesome is that you are all so lovely and giving me great feedback. But even if you weren't giving me great feedback, it's just fun and everyone's being so nice and giving me topic ideas. And yes, keep them coming because I love hearing your suggestions. Today's topic is something that's kind of playing heavily on my mind at the moment, and it's failing. And not in a, I'm not going to do like a J.K. Rowling Harvard, whatever it's called, speech commencement. Is that what it's called? That speech, the very famous one where she talks about failing and, you know, how it's super important, etc. It's a really good speech. YouTube it if you haven't heard it. But actually, I'm going to talk about some of the things that I've failed at or feel that I failed at and why it's pretty uncomfortable to talk about. As I'm talking about this, I'm kind of shifting in my seat like a teenager who's been caught smoking. It's a really awkward thing to talk about, but I think it's quite important to get comfortable with the idea of failing because the more I read about, you know, or hear people I admire talking about things, the more I hear how comfortable they are at talking about failing. And it's not just the Steve Jobs, although I can't imagine he ever did talk about failing. But anyway, I'm going to start rambling now because you can tell I'm uncomfortable talking about this. Okay, so one thing that I did recently that I don't want to say that I failed at it, but I definitely did it too soon and didn't do it properly, is switched my website from WordPress to Squarespace. I literally did that like last week, just as we launched Podmas, which we, you know, me and my massive business, my huge team, no, me, when I launched Podmas that week, because I'd been thinking about it for actually quite a long time, a few months, and I was sort of at the stage where, you know, my client work, a contract had just finished, and I have a month until I officially go back to work. And now's the time to do kind of dreamy creative projects. And, you know, I was doing Podmas and just enjoying dreamy, dreamy creativity. I had a like burst of creativity. And also, you know, I'm looking to the future and what I want to do in January when I go back to work and creating a sales page and things like that and reworking my blog coaching packages. And so I just switched. I made the switch to Squarespace. And if you don't know Squarespace, you can host your podcast through them as well. So I basically was switching the hosting for my website, the hosting for my podcast, and the platform that I blog from, WordPress, all over to one platform, which is crazy. Anyway, sorry for that little break. My little one was crying. Anyway, she's asleep now, so I'm going to record this quickly and then go and make some dinner because I am starving. So yes, yeah, so I moved over to Squarespace, which has been dreamy, and Squarespace is awesome, and I do not regret it. I really love my new website. I love the fact that everything's in one space, and I can do my show notes and publish the podcast in one move, which is a massive bonus for me because it was taking me like a bit of extra time doing it the way that I was doing it before. Not a lot, but it's just cutting out one step, which for me is really important to streamline everything going back to work. But I did rush into it in a way, even though I've been thinking about it for a few months. I should have spent an extra, I don't know, week, 10 days working, making sure that all of the kind of back-end stuff would be perfect for moving over to a new site. And what I mean by that is basically just making sure that I wasn't going to switch over and then have to tweak things like crazy and basically chase my tail so that I don't drop ranking in Google, which I'm going to because I'm a bit of an idiot. So definitely like do hire me for SEO if you want, but do as I say, not as I do. So in a sense that kind of feels like a bit of a failure. I guess it's not, but it kind of is. And you know, one of the other things that I feel that I could have done so much better is my podcast. I do not have the most professional setup, and to be honest, that's fine. And if you're going to set up a podcast, you don't need one. You really don't. You just need to plan things a little bit and follow the rules that, you know, a few like simple rules for nice, you know, for good audio, and have a bit of time and space to be able to edit things, record things in the best way. Because I think it would have been really nice to be able to have every episode something that I was 100% proud of. Now, I am 100% proud of all of the episodes. They're amazing. That's really big-headed. But my guests are amazing. We talk about really interesting things, I think. And for me, I am proud of it. I find them interesting, so I'm always happy that other people do as well. And if they don't, then that's fine. It doesn't really matter to me. What I guess I'm not as proud of is the fact that the series shows my learning process, and it leaves me a bit vulnerable. And I know that when I've listened to other podcasts, it's kind of the same. Even if you listen to any podcasts and go back to their beginning series, if they've been doing kind of, you know, 4 or 5 series, and you go back to the beginning one, they don't all start out like bloody This American Life or whatever, you know, like This Modern Love or Marc Maron. We're not all professional podcasters, and we don't start out with the most dreamy post-production and incredible audio and blah 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 blah. But it just leaves you quite vulnerable, I think, and it's quite hard to be laid bare and have to be criticized publicly. So yeah, I guess that's something that I feel that I've failed at, in a sense. But, and this is a big but, and I can't lie, haha. I think it's really good to be a bit vulnerable sometimes and feel a little bit raw, because, and it's something that I really embrace on Instagram, which actually, speaking of Instagram, I've been on Instagram since 2011, but until last year, or until January this year, I was completely plateaued. And, you know, I could have been a, this is what everybody says, really. If I'd have tried hard at it and worked on my photography and used it properly, I could have been one of those early adopters who's at, like, you know, 30,000 followers or something, even more maybe. Not that I'm the most amazing photographer, I just mean if I'd have, you know, worked on it properly and treated it in a professional way, then I could have done, but I didn't. And so when I look back, and please feel free, because I never delete my old photos, if you look back, oh my God, some of the cringe in those early pictures, the filters, and holy shit. Like, I swear, I took a picture of a roast dinner at least once a week. And roast dinners, for international listeners, roast dinner is a British classic. It's meat and all the veg, and it's really unphotogenic unless you're a food photographer. Julia Mulet would be able to make it look beautiful, but no, not me. With a filter on top. That awful, what was it called? Elvis, I think. Anyway, so yeah, but going back to my original point about Instagram, which is that I lean quite heavily into being honest and real and vulnerable in my captions, and I feel really comfortable with that. I feel really safe doing that there. But in the blogging world, and certainly in the podcasting world and on Twitter, I most certainly do not feel comfortable laying myself open and raw and bare and all the rest of it. So I guess these two things, you know, moving my website and not doing it completely amazingly, and my podcast, that's probably why I feel that they're a bit of a failure. They're not a failure, I don't want to be ungrateful and ridiculous, because I don't feel like either of those things are a failure. And also, you know, I don't earn any money from the podcast at all, so it's just a creative project, and I shouldn't really care about anything, because it doesn't matter, does it? It's just an ego boost. But I wanted to be honest with you, so there you go. I think that's it for today. As ever, please let me know what you think, only if it's nice. And do rate the podcast so that other people can get to know it. I'd really love that. It's my baby, and yeah, I don't earn money from it at the moment, but I would love other people to listen. I want other people to be able to learn stuff in the podcast. You rating and reviewing it helps that. Okay, I'm off now. I will see you tomorrow. Bye.